If you're an app, then you should 100% be creating content. And if you're thinking about creating content, I have one piece of advice for you. Try not to make it too overcomplicated. Many apps that I see want to do super complex edits. They want to hire a crazy editing team. They want to find a creator who can go out and do tons of interviews with a lot of people out on the streets. And don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with doing those things, but especially if you don't have a bigger budget or if you're really thinking about whether you should invest into that or not, I would really just consider taking a step back and thinking about where do you want to invest your resources. So here's what I would do. If you're an app that doesn't have, you know, maybe multiple millions and millions of dollars that you can spend, then instead what you should be thinking about is how can you create content that really resonates with people, captures attention, gets a lot of people's interest, but you do it in a way which doesn't cost you too many resources. And so the way that I would go about doing this is finding creators who don't charge too much money. And when I say too much, it's really dependent on your app, but I wouldn't spend more than about $3,000 per month or so for a creator. And if you can keep it to underneath that and also focus on content that doesn't take too much energy for the creator to create, such as Flickr content, which is essentially just green screen content or selfie facing content, then you really have cracked it. And I think you can do a really good job doing this. And many top brands out there, some of the most successful apps, create content that's pretty simple. And believe it or not, it's not about the complexity of the content. It's more so about what the content is about and how well the creator can actually deliver the message that you're telling users in the content. So here's what I would do just to wrap it up. Try to find a creator that's in a reasonable budget. You don't want to spend more than $3,000 a month. I see companies spending $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 for a creator, and it's a lot. And I think it just depends on where you are as an app, but this is for the ballpark for what I've seen across all apps is no need to spend more than that. And if you are, then if that's in your budget range and you found a good creator, that's awesome. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. I'm just trying to see, you know, if it makes sense, because for a lot of apps, it doesn't make sense. And so try to conserve your budget there. Try to focus on a creator that still can produce good content. And when they're creating the content, you can have them create Flickr content, basically just content that's not so complex, that doesn't require them to go out and interview people, that doesn't require them to set up complicated cameras or mics or audios. And basically they just sit in front of their phone or their camera and just record for a couple of minutes. And just like that, they're done. Now, obviously the content needs to be good. And when it comes to what they should be talking about in the content, I can release another episode going more on detail for that. But yeah, that's what I leave you guys with today is find a creator who can create good content that's simplistic. Try to find formats that don't require too much energy and resources. And just like that, you've probably saved yourself a lot of time, money, and energy, which you can be focusing on for other things such as improving your product or increasing retention for the people who actually download your app. So I hope this was helpful, guys. If it was, then I will see you guys in the next episode. Be sure to review and rate this podcast if this was helpful. It would really mean a lot for us as it will get more app founders to check it out, and hopefully we can help out more people in the future. So once again, thanks for watching.